This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
Did you hear Ben go politically correct on us? He's a little too woke. I think he's a little too woke.
Third eyes up.
Oh, no, the mob got to him?
I think the woke mob has got to him.
Theo was going to be number one there, was trying to go for a big guy touchdown. I was about to say fat guy touchdown.
What's wrong with fat guy touchdown?
I mean, Theo might not look at himself as fat.
Now it's actually very uncool, as somebody told me the other day. It's so uncool to be woke.
But that doesn't matter. That's what it's called.
Well, it's
for fun.
I mean, sometimes people call it a big guy touchdown.
Yeah, but they're all big guys. They're football players.
Right.
We hear all the bigger people talk about the all 22 all the time.
But usually offensive linemen are bigger than most.
Got caught up in the woke BS.
But yeah, no, it's a fat guy touchdown. That's the parlance, you know?
Of our time.
Yes, it's all right. It's
2025.
Okay. Yeah, man.
Oh, man, great guy. Big fat guy, but still nice.
I'm good with big guy touchdowns.
I was about to say fat guy touchdown, but
I realize I'm in the crosshairs of the woke mob right now. So before my final nail gets put in my cancel culture casket.
Texture says maybe Theo doesn't like being called fat. You know, you don't know that. Maybe,
don't know.
Maybe it should be husky guy.
Husky's worse.
For anybody who's ever had to shop in the husky
section. Child here, I hate that. Husky is worse. A more to love guy touchdown.
A big bone. Big guy touchdown. No, that husky section as a kid, man, that was the worst.
It hurt.
I know you're not supposed to make fun of fat people. I understand, all right? I don't know why, though. Why? They're not a race. They're not a religion. It's totally curable. Eat an apple and go for a walk. How is this my problem? Jesus Christ, you ate your way in. You can walk your way out.
The official adventures of Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is the Spiegel and Holmes show. We have got you until 6 o'clock, and man, do we have a show for you. Pete Futak is going to join us at 525 with his weird brand of college football takery. We're going to talk with Matt Bowen at 4. Kalen Kaler is going to join us at 325. Chicago's very own Kalen Kaler. And Chicago's very own Matt Forte is going to join us at 3 o'clock. We'll get his thoughts on what happened between the Bears and the Packers. Alex is completely thawed out from his trip to Wisconsin. Tanny is still worried about what's going on at the Husky section. That man is Matt Spiegel.
So I Google big guy touchdown, right?
Yeah, what came up?
An article about big plays by big guys on the Chicago Bears website written by Larry Mayer. It was in the in honor of when Bobby Massey had a big fourth down catch.
Oh, I remember that.
In 2020. So Larry Mayer and the in-house news arm of the Bears are part of the woke mob that has made Ben Johnson stop referring to fat guy touchdowns. How do we feel about this, America? Just fine, I think, probably.
Whatever you'd like to be called.
Everybody's okay.
There'll be someone that'll say, like, I'm all right being a fat guy. And then there'll be someone else that, you know, identify me as a big guy. Yeah, I'm okay with that. However you want to be identified.
We can all use the same bathrooms. Everybody's good. Fat guys, big guys.
We do it in houses all the time.
use the same bathroom?
Yes.
Yeah, and right here. Too, absolutely.
At the score? No. We don't have the unisex bathrooms.
No,
here.
I guess we don't.
Do we? Maybe on 11? Maybe on the other side of the
I don't know. We're not allowed in those fancier parts.
That's true.
They don't trust the sports jamokes.
That is very true.
With excellent reason, yeah.
Yeah, we are not allowed.
The lowest brow members, but we make the most money for the company. Isn't that funny?
Shh, don't say anything, Speaks. I get the dirty eye every now and again when I walk into the BBM newsroom. Not from most of the people, but a couple. And
couple
I'm like,
people.
I have a bunch of journalism awards and a master's degree, so you can. Anyway.
You got to stop stealing their candy. That's what it is.
I pay for the candy.
Mike replenishes.
Roger's my guy. I put money in. I bring stuff in.
Lawrence has a $10,000 leather coat that has his Lissagore awards all over each sleeve. Just so we can walk through there.
Those
full
awards
regalia.
Mean more to me than $10,000. I can tell you that much.
We'll get to Tom Brady on Caleb Williams a little bit later today. That's a nice coat.
Is Tom the type of rich? Because have you ever met people that are like super rich and you're like, man, that's a really beautiful watch. And they're like, hey, you can have it. Is Tom that type of rich?
Take the coat off his body and give it to you if he complimented it?
Like if I was talking to Tom, like let's not say it at the game, but let's say I ran into him like Lou ran into him. And I was like, Tom, you know that coat you wore for Packers, Bears? Man, that was a really dope coat, man. I just wanted to let you know that was dope. And then like a week later, it shows up at my house.
It's possible. He might have a backup in the closet, though. He might already have one. Because why buy one when you could buy two at twice the price?
It's the jacket.
It's a damn nice jacket.
It's a really nice jacket.
Really, really nice jacket.
There's going to be some baseball conversation on the show today because there's baseball news. And we have the host of Hit and Run who hosts half of this show. So we are going to ask him about some of the stuff that's going on. He's got some candy for Jed. So be listening at 425 on that. I was hoping that we could talk a little bit before we get into talking more about Caleb on. Just work through this for a couple of minutes with people, Speaks.
All right.
This game that the Bears played on Sunday.
The one that we just watched, the one that ended poorly.
Heightened emotion, and I don't know, what I keep thinking is, this is the most confident that Bears fans have been walking into that game since ... That this was a week where Bears fans are like, not scared of you anymore. Like, you might win, but not scared of you anymore. And then the Bears kind of went out and played like that, where in the first half it's like, oh, here we go again. In the second half, the guys rally, not scared of you anymore, lost the game. And I wonder like what the emotional baggage of that is for everyone, where you go, man, they had them. Like, they weren't scared. We weren't scared. No one was worried about the specter of Green Bay. And then carrying that into the, I think the part that you're doing, and I think it's good to kind of tether everyone back where it's like, well, wait, we have to still figure some stuff out about the Bears and about Caleb and about where he's at in his development. But I do think that there is an emotional kind of outletting that's happening with people being like, damn, they were so close and we weren't scared. And maybe it's a positive. It ends up being a net, your favorite, a net positive, where you walk into the game against Green Bay in 2 weeks and go, still not scared. And now you got to come to our place.
It's interesting. I think we're in different places. So where are you? Like, because were you feeling confident? Is this your perspective you're describing
on
some levels?
My perspective is always skewed because I for the most part, look at the Bears fairly clinically.
Uh-huh.
But just the reactions that I've seen from people Alex is probably a better barometer of this. You were actually there. You were there with Bears fans. And I love what you said yesterday, that when the team was down 14-3, the Bears fans that you were huddled with were like, we're coming back.
Yeah, all of them. Just walking around the concourse, there is the feeling that they're not going to get blown out, even though they give up that touchdown at the end of the second quarter. The belief is that they're going to be in every game with a chance to win at the end, now, no matter who they're playing.
In all fairness, these are people who drove hours in the freezing cold
two and a half
to see their team lose again. So take it with a grain of salt for those people.
Well, all right, Tanny, you were the person that was sitting at home and wanted to be left alone while watching the game on Sunday. Were you confident going into the game that the Bears could win?
Could win, yes, but after that first half, like I felt that, like I called ball game after that touchdown right before halftime, which now it turned out to be like not the story of the game. They didn't get blown out to that point because that's what I thought was going to happen. So to your point, Lawrence, like the opposite happened of what I believed. I thought the game would get away from them, but they did not show up in the second half like the previous Bears teams that we had been used to seeing.
And that's a positive, right? That you would have thought that plenty of Bears teams we have all seen. Well, lie down in that situation, and this one didn't.
It was kind of demoralizing, though, knowing that in the second half they were punking them all up and down the field, and they could do whatever they wanted, and still it wasn't good enough to win the ball game.
Yeah, you know, I wanted to give you a chance, Lawrence, to explore the feelings that you're talking about, because the truth is, I don't share them. Like, I'm not in pain with this, but I think there are a lot of fans that are.
I agree.
And that's where you're coming from and speaking to is like that there's a pain and like, all right, sit in it and feel it a little bit more. For me, as you heard yesterday, it's like, all right, good showing. Let's move on. Because I feel like you are still in control. Now you're not in charge of your own destiny from a wins and losses perspective, but you could certainly get back there if you take care of business next Saturday night. And I think they're going to.
If you take care of business Sunday too.
For sure.
Like this game itself becomes really, really important. And that was the thing that I didn't want. I didn't want there to be extra leverage on other games because of losing to the Packers.
I guess I thought that was inevitable, that there's going to be leverage on every game from here on out.
Which is a good thing.
And I love that they're there. And if they're not good enough, then okay, then so be it. But like, I think they still have a chance to be good enough, but I don't think they were good enough on Sunday. They left too many points on the board possible in that first half, like gave themselves too big a hole to dig out of, and then Caleb couldn't make the play at the end. But just, I mean, I'm more in that space of like, all right, we can hang, we're right there. Now, how do we get over? How do we get over that hump? And there still is a chance to do that against Green Bay directly.
My overarching feeling was football was amazing. Like the way I felt watching that game was, damn, that was a great football game. That even though it didn't end the way that people in Chicago would like for it to end, mm-hmm. It was exciting. It was compelling. And that's why I'm glad that the Bears are back to that place where you're tuning in. You're not quite sure what you're going to see, but you know that you're going to see a competitive team. You know, and how it plays out,
yep.
We don't know. But I know that that group isn't just going to disappear on you. At least that hasn't been their resumes thus far.
And that's part of what makes me feel really good about the rest of the season. Like, I don't think this has a chance to be a trap game. We'll get into it more when we turn the page tomorrow. Because there's you can't afford to think about this team as some kind of trap team.
Not with some of the things that they have available to them. And they're not good, but they got
some stuff, though.
There are some things that you should be prepared for and worried about. One of them is named Myles Garrett. I'm looking for him right now.
That's the one.
He did a Euro step, Speaks. Yeah, he split a double team.
Yeah, he did. It just ain't right.
He's kind of amazing. We need to take a break. When we come back, let's talk about the quarterback for a second.
Got an analogy from a listener involved in the creative fields that I think is just perfect. Not the creative Justin Fields, but the creative fields. But it's a Caleb Williams analogy I've been dying to share with you guys.
We will share it with you next here on The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Great day to have a day.
I love that.
Let's keep this thing going. Here we go. Let's come out the win today. Here we go.
Afternoons on the Score.
This idea that the coach is trying to get the play caller is trying to get the player to buy into his scheme and do the things that he wants done, not to do. Caleb is a player, is almost like this great jazz musician, and now he's trying to lead the orchestra, and those are contradictory ideas, but he's adapting pretty solidly to it while maintaining his ability to kind of go off on his own a little bit.
Our guy Mully with some thoughts on Caleb Williams as quarterback conductor.
It's a great season for analogies, my friend. Really is. We're watching Caleb do his thing. And that was a great musical analogy by Mully about Caleb, the jazz musician trying to lead the orchestra. I heard from a listener and friend of the show, guy who used to be in charge of the Chicago Improv Festival. Okay, Jonathan Pitts used to run the Improv Festival. And he was in this great, amazing, improvised comedy town that we live in. He was watching Bears-Packers with some friends who are teachers at the Second City, right? And they were all sitting around watching the game, and they likened Caleb Williams to a great improviser, a great comedic improviser, trying to star in a really well-written, scripted movie.
Okay.
And just not quite able to get there, but sometimes
it's magic
because he's just so good, and the director's just got to be like, well, screw my script, look what this guy can do. But it's awkward to watch because you realize it's that brilliant comedic talent who is not quite ready to be the scripted actor in your perfectly crafted piece.
Yes, but to go with the analogy, sometimes what happens is directors let those guys and women do extra takes. Just do you.
Yeah, go ahead.
And let's see if there's some brilliance in there that we can then edit
right
into the movie.
So so if Ben had let Caleb do another take of fourth down, you know?
Well, I think he did. He let him do it last week against Philly, and then he's like, do it again against Green Bay.
Yeah, but so there's Caleb on that fourth down, maybe thinking too much, and not just being himself, because he's like caught between this idea of doing what the script is probably calling for and just letting himself go out there and ball.
Not so, tough at all. Just got to give him a better ball.
Thinking too much. So, I went back and forth with this listener and friend in thinking about it. It took Adam Sandler a long time before you saw him in a scripted movie and you're like, boy, that guy's just a good actor.
Spanglish.
Like, Punch Drunk Love. You know? I mean, sir, obviously Uncut Gems, but that's years.
Funny People.
It's a great call. I really liked Funny People.
I did too. People did not, but he was very good in that movie.
I think it ages really, really well. You look back on it. But in the early movies, like even in Billy Madison and Happy Gilmore, there were moments where you're like, oh, look at Matt. That guy's got some heart. There's some real heart there. And you're seeing flashes of the eventual scripted actor that he would become in laying out those moments. But then he'd go a little wild and scream and do that thing because he's got to get laughs.
Oh, wait, that's a different.
It's not far away, though.
Different guy.
But I love the analogy. It's a hell of a season for analogies.
I'm in the dark, yeah!
Get off the shed! Oh, wait, that's Farley. I mean, it goes
feral.
There you go. Thank you. What did Farley do the shed at all? No. All right. We're combining too many damn things.
So we're trying to figure out, like, who can we have as a comp for him?
Yeah.
Is it Robin Williams?
Robin Williams got there fast.
Is that the apotheosis of it?
It's a great call. Because Robin Williams, early on, Alex, call up Robin Williams' filmography, as you do as a good sports producer.
Yes, the filmography.
Yes.
I'm glad you added the filmography part.
Me too. Is it Jim Carrey?
No, it took Carrey a long time. Robin Williams, I mean, how long were we talking about Good Morning Vietnam? But he was great in like...
But they clearly,
1 hour photo.
But they clearly let him go in Good Morning Vietnam, too.
For sure.
Like, it's like, all right, Robin, this is one of the things where you get to just be you.
Yes. Well, to your guys' point about that last play while we're looking that up, like, was that a bad decision having him run the same play just because it worked the week before? Would it have been better to let him improvise and have more of a feel for that play? Because he said he was overthinking. It's like, well, if I could do something different from that last play with Cole, I would have done whatever he ended up doing.
I think it's actually a really good call in that aspect, because that's what you're supposed to do. You let Josh Allen decide the game on the edge. You let Pat Mahomes decide the game on the edge. Lord knows you don't just take out your young quarterback like you're the Cleveland Browns in a big game.
Shout out to my guy Herb Howard. I was on his podcast this morning, and he talked about the reason why he liked that play is that there are four options for Caleb. He can throw the ball to Swift. He can wait for DJ. He can throw it to Cole, or he can run. Now, they took some stuff away. I feel like they took run away. But because of that, it left Cole open. So,
yeah, there were options.
So maybe it was just a minute like, oh, man, there's a lot going on here, and I want to win this game for everybody.
I think Caleb right now is like Robin Williams in Moscow on the Hudson. Like, you're seeing some really good stuff, but it's just not quite there yet.
And just you wait till he gets the Goodwill Hunting.
Yeah, well, by then. How about Dead Poets Society, right? Or Awakenings.
That's what I meant, Dead Poets Society.
I loved him in Awakenings, too.
Oh, Awakenings, really great.
Isn't that a really great movie?
What about Fisher King? Where is that in his arc?
Oh, now you're speaking my language.
By the way, have you seen the Christopher Reeve Superman doc?
I have not yet.
It's so beautiful.
Fisher King, Terry Gilliam movie. I love that
movie. It's beautiful because they really get into the relationship with him and Robin and like how tight they were, like the roommates, like all of that stuff. It's really beautiful,
man.
I highly recommend it.
I gotta watch it.
Yeah, there's a moment in it that choked me up where he comes in after he has been paralyzed. He comes in and someone helps him through the door and he's like, oh, thank you. And the guy's like, I'd do anything for you because you're Superman.
Oh, man.
I'm like, okay. All right. Well.
Didn't know I would cry.
I'm going to cry now. I'm done.
You're in Lawrence's feelings corner.
It's just a feelings. One man. Just a one man corner over here.
Lawrence is having feelings.
That's locked away in a room. That's what it is.
Come bring him out.
Nope.
Come bring him out.
When we come back, Matt Forte is going to join us. We will talk to him about Bears-Packers next on The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news,
you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.